Track 1, heading introduction. This is the Midwestern Community News, the Midwestern Regional Council Community Newsletter for January 2021. This audio copy is issued by the Midwestern Regional Council for the use of print handicapped residents. Spelling will be quoted for important, difficult, or unfamiliar words or names. Photographs, sketches, diagrams, charts, etc. will be described in brief as far as possible, and their captions will be read. Page numbers will not be read, but the reading is arranged by subject in tracks, organized as outlined in Track 2, Index of Tracks. Track numbers and titles will be announced. Remember, if you're playing a CD version, you can, by using the skip button on your CD player, listen to any track you choose without having to listen to the whole recording to do so. This facility is not available on downloaded versions. There's another little story on track 16. Track 2, heading Index of Tracks, helps you find your way around the recording. Track 1, Introduction, explains how the document will be read. Track 2, Index of Tracks, this track now playing. Track 3, Masthead. Track 4, Charity Shield, 27th of February. Track 5, From the Mayor's Desk. Track 6, Water Restrictions, Current Status. Track 7, Control the Spread of Priority Weed, Blue Heliotrope. Track 8, News in Brief. There are 7 items. Track 9, Nominees Announced for Midwestern Region Australia Day 2021 Awards. Track 10, Manly vs Gold Coast, Manly to Mudgee. Track 11, Have an Idea? Submit a Budget Proposal. Track 12, Your Council Representatives. Track 13, Live, Work, Invest, Visit. Track 14, Events Calendar, January-February. Track 15, Contact Midwestern Regional Council. Track 16, A Story. The reading will now commence with Track 3. Track 3, heading Masthead. Midwestern Regional Council Community News for January 2021. There is a sketch in black and white, no shades of grey, giving the impression of a silhouette of a rural scene showing rolling hills with a few trees on the skyline. At one point below the horizon, there is an orchard of white trees. Over a gorge is a six-legged steel trestle bridge, which a man on a tractor has just crossed as he makes his way along a fenced road to a farm complex, complete with sheds, a water tower, a house, a windmill, and a silo. Track 4, heading Charity Shield, 27th of February. The St. George Illawarra Dragons will take on the South Sydney Rabbitohs for the Charity Shield at Glenwillow on Saturday the 27th of February. Tickets for the 6:30 p.m. game are available at 123tix.com.au. Prices start at $45 for grandstand seats, $25 for adult general admission, $18 for concession card holder general admission, and $18 for junior general admission aged 5 to 15 years. Strictly no public parking will be permitted at the venue on game day. Limited parking will be available at the Mudgee Racecourse for a gold coin donation. Patrons are encouraged to catch the free shuttle bus. Pick up and drop off locations are available on Council's website and Facebook page. A low floor bus will be available from the Mudgee CBD for patrons requiring assistance. Glenwillow Stadium is a short 1 kilometre walk from Mudgee CBD across Holyoke Footbridge. The Glenwillow Suspension Bridge will be closed. For further information, visit Council's website. The numbers: $25 cost of a general admission adult ticket. Fourth Annual Charity Shield hosted at Glenwillow Stadium. $1.78 million economic benefit to the region from the 2020 Charity Shield. The main photo shows St. George Dragons playing South Sydney Rabbitohs at Glenwillow Stadium Mudgee in a previous charity match. Track 5, heading From the Mayor's Desk. Happy New Year to everyone in our beautiful region. I'm excited to welcome the St George Illawarra Dragons and South Sydney Rabbitohs back for the fourth Charity Shield game at Glen Willow Stadium. This is an opportunity for footy fans to see their heroes in the flesh and experience the atmosphere of an NRL game. Get your tickets at 123tix.com.au. Council has commenced its budget planning process for the next financial year, and now is the time to let Council know what infrastructure or activities you'd like to see happen. If you'd like to see footpath improvements in your street or additional seating in parks, this is your opportunity to tell Council as it identifies projects for the new financial year. Let Council know your ideas at yoursay.midwestern.nsw.gov.au. The region's Australia Day ceremony will be held at Robertson Park, Mudgee, on the 26th of January. This year's event has been modified as a result of COVID-19 health orders and will include the presentation of Australia Day awards only. Signed, Des K. Track 6, heading, water restrictions, current status. Restrictions lifted upstream of Windermere. Water restrictions have been lifted in Rylstone, Candos, Charbon and Clondalla following a decision by Mid Western Regional Council at its November meeting. Council has moved to lift water restrictions from communities upstream of Windermere Dam. Rylstone Dam is nearly at 100% capacity, and as a result, Rylstone, Candos, Charbon and Clondalla will no longer be on water restrictions. Mudgee and Gulgong will remain on Level 2 water restrictions. These townships are serviced by Windermere Dam, which is currently sitting at 29.8% capacity. More information on Level 2 water restrictions is available on Council's website. A large chart shows current water restrictions in the region. At left in green, no water restrictions in place for Rylstone, Candos, Clondalla, Charbon and upstream of Windermere Dam. Employ everyday water-saving measures. At right in blue, level 2 water restrictions in place for Mudgee, Gulgong and downstream of Windermere Dam. There are 5 points for domestic users. 1. Water, lawns and gardens. Summer times between 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. every second day, as per the odds and evens system. 2. Wash cars at home on lawn with bucket and trigger nozzle between 9 a.m. and midday. 3. No washing down hard surfaces, including walls and driveways. 4. Irrigate new turf for 1 week after laying, after which level 2 restriction on watering lawns applies. 5. Top up private swimming pools between the hours of 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. every day. Track 7, heading, control the spread of priority weed blue heliotrope. Blue heliotrope is an extremely drought hardy weed with the ability to persist and spread in dry conditions. Blue heliotrope is a summer-growing perennial plant growing 15 to 30 centimetres in height and 30 to 200 centimetres in width. Due to its ability to withstand severe drought conditions, blue heliotrope is a priority weed in the Midwestern region. It spreads easily as it produces sticky seeds which attach to animals, machinery and humans and can also be moved by water. It competes with desirable pastures and causes toxicity to stock. Blue heliotrope can be managed through pasture management, grazing management, and chemical control. To learn more, download the free New South Wales WeedWise app by searching NSW Weeds app or contact Council's Weed Team on 6378 2850. A picture of blue heliotrope weed is shown at right. Track 8, heading, news in brief. There are 7 items. Council meeting dates, first half of 2021. The first meeting of Midwestern Regional Council for 2021 will be held on Wednesday, the 17th of February at Council Chambers, that's 86 Market Street, Mudgee. Council meetings are held at 5:30 p.m. on the third Wednesday of each month on the following dates: 17th of March, 21st of April, 19th of May, and 16th of June. All meetings are live streamed and recordings are available on Council's website. Report a water problem. If you experience problems with your water quality, please report it to Council immediately on 6378 2850. Reporting a problem immediately will ensure a staff member is assigned to fix the issue as soon as possible. A customer service agent is available 24/7 on the above number to address emergencies and urgent works. Wall of Reflections available online. The Library has digitised Council's Wall of Reflections, awards that have been posthumously given to members of our community on Australia Day for their significant contribution. The digitised photographs and biographies can be found on the Library's catalogue by searching Wall of Reflections. Construction update. The slab and building frames have been installed as the new Mudgee Regional Art Gallery begins to take shape. Refurbishment of the existing building is progressing and work is underway with Mudgee Region Tourism on the interior retail design. Council's gallery curator is working to secure exhibitions ahead of the anticipated opening in the second half of 2021. State Government Online DA Service. If you're seeking Council approval on a new build or renovation, you can now submit development applications or DAs online, anywhere, anytime, through the New South Wales Planning Portal. Use of this service will become mandatory for all councils from July. Through this transition period, to make lodgement as easy as possible, Council will have a dedicated planning kiosk at its Mudgee Customer Service Centre and staff will also be available to assist with the process. Increased koala sightings. Koala sightings have increased in the Munghorn Gap area. Council is working closely with the National Parks and Wildlife Service to ensure the best environmental outcomes as part of the Wallah Road upgrade. Council is investigating the potential for fauna crossings and has been working with Mudgee Men's Shed to build nesting boxes to provide additional habitat. New hospital phone number. Mudgee Hospital's phone number has changed. The old number will still be operational for an additional 9 months as part of the transition period. The new Mudgee Hospital phone number is 02-6371-9700. That is, the new Mudgee Hospital phone number is 02-6371-9700. On-site car parking is underway and the remaining works are nearing completion to realise the master plan for the Mudgee Health Service. Track 9, heading, nominees announced for Midwestern Region Australia Day 2021 awards. Council received an overwhelming response to its Australia Day award nominations last month. The following residents and organisations have been nominated. For Citizen of the Year, Rosie Gibbs, Dr. Alex Garnham and Dr. Gary Moore, Jane Hanna, Joy Harrison, Barbara Hickson, Adrian Johnson, Peter Mitchell, Joyce Pirtle, Denise Sim, Colin and Max Walker, Trish Wells and Robert Woods. For Young Citizen of the Year, Max Beachy, Jessica Nipperus and Zachary Nipperus. For Community Event of the Year, Kajigong Cruises, Can Cruise 2020 and Kandos Street Machine and Hot Rod Show. For Glenn Johnston Memorial Award, Arts and Music, Louise Butlin and Des Kelly. For Sports Award, Andrew Adams, David Allworth, Barbara Hickson, James Hughes, Peter Mitchell and Charlotte Wilson. For Volunteer Services Award, David Allworth, Donna Collins, Alison Doyle, Joy Harrison, Barbara Hickson, Jamie Hudson, Keegan Midson, Ellen Riley, Kay and Tony Riley, The Rylestone, Alinda, Clandala, Bogie, Ilford, Running Stream, Rural Fire Brigades, Denise Sim, and We Care Community Shop. For Wall of Reflections, Michael Chapman, Heath Gay, William Knowles, Jeff Pitt, Michael Preston, and Kevin Robson. Australia Day Awards will be presented at a small ceremony in Robertson Park, Mudgee, on Tuesday, the 26th of January. The photo shows the 2020 Young Citizen of the Year, Ned Dixon, with Federal Member Andrew Gee, Council Mayor Des Kennedy, and 2020 Australia Day Ambassador, Kushal Vyas. Track 10 heading, Manly versus Gold Coast, Manly to Mudgee. The Manly Warringah Sea Eagles will take on the Gold Coast Titans at Glenwillow Stadium on Saturday the 17th of April for round 6 of the 2021 NRL season. Ticket details will be announced in coming weeks, but to ensure fans are kept up to date, Council has created a dedicated webpage where they can register their interest in attending the game. Register your interest at midwestern.nsw.gov.au. Two happy young Manly fans are pictured at Glenwillow Stadium, Mudgee. Track 11, heading. Have an idea? Submit a budget proposal. Council has commenced its budget planning for the next financial year and is encouraging residents to submit proposals as part of the process. Residents can put forward community plan proposals for new infrastructure, projects, activities and improvements throughout the region to be considered in the 2021-22 operational plan. This plan sets out the projects and activities which Council is committed to over the coming financial year, as well as measures and timeframes to achieve this. Successful community proposals that have recently been completed include the Liberty Swing in Robertson Park, Mudgee, Victoria Park Gulgong Lighting, seating along the Rylestone Riverbank, and Lawson Park Pathway Improvements. Proposals can be submitted now at yoursay.midwestern.nsw.gov.au or via Council's website until Friday the 29th of January. Track 12, heading Your Council Representatives. There is a head and shoulders photo of each of the 9 councillors. Councillor Des Kennedy, Mayor, 02-6378-2850. Councillor Sam Payne, Deputy Mayor, 04-31-208-646. Councillor Paul Cavalier, 04-03-995-533. Councillor Russell Holden, 04-22-219-911. Councillor Alex Carabas, 04-28-670-905. Councillor Esme Martins, 02-6358-8237. Councillor John O'Neill, 04-27-662-486. Councillor Peter Shelley, 04-03-156-405, and Councillor Percy Thompson, 04-28-740-226. Track 13, heading, Live, Work, Invest, Visit. Live. Neighbourhood safer places are a place of last resort during a bushfire emergency. They are to be used when all other options in your bushfire survival plan can't be put into action safely. You should be aware of any neighbourhood safer places in your area and note them in your bushfire survival plan before a bushfire occurs. In the Midwestern region, neighbourhood safer places include Rylestone Showground, Queens Pinch RFS Station, Lou Road Bus Stop, Kuyal RFS Station, Gulmar Tennis Courts, Billy Dunn Oval Golgong, Simpkins Park Kandos, Ulan Public School, Victoria Park Budgie, and Windaya Oval. Work. Midwestern Regional Council is an award-winning organisation offering a range of career opportunities in areas such as admin, planning and development, water supply, parks and gardens, libraries, operations and community services. Council is an equal opportunity employer and values diversity in its people. For current positions vacant, go to employment on Council's website. Invest. CCTV has been installed at White Circle Playground to prevent future vandalism attacks. The playground was destroyed by fire on two occasions, mostly recently in 2019, and rebuilt at a cost of $50,000. Vandalism costs council and the community thousands of dollars each year. If you see anyone committing acts of vandalism on community facilities, please report it to Mudgee Police on 6372-8599. That's Mudgee Police on 6372-8599. Visit. Go back in time and learn about life on the goldfields at the Golgong Gold Experience. Located at Red Hill, the location of the first gold find in Golgong in 1870, the educational experience includes a replica underground mining tunnel. Learn about conditions on the gold fields and the gold rush in detailed audio and visual displays of the town's rich mining history. Track 14, heading Events Calendar January-February. 6th of January, Council and Libraries reopening. Customer service centres, works depots and libraries will reopen Wednesday the 6th of January 2021 following the Christmas break. 26th of January, Australia Day 2021, Robertson Park, Mudgee. Watch the presentation of awards in 7 categories. Numbers are limited and bookings essential by contacting Council. 29th of January, Community Plan Proposals or CPPs close. Do you have a project you'd like Council to undertake or new infrastructure you'd like to see installed? Make a submission at yoursay.midwestern.nsw.gov.au. 17th of February, Midwestern Regional Council Meeting, Council Chambers, Market Street, Mudgee from 5:30pm. Meeting live stream available on Council's website. 26th of February, Rylstone Kandos Show, Rylstone Showground, showcasing the agricultural produce, talent, animal husbandry, cooking, crafts and artistry skills of the local community. 27th of February, Charity Shield, Glen Willow Stadium, Mudgee. Watch the St. George Illawarra Dragons take on the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Tickets at 123tix.com.au. Track 15, heading, contact Midwestern Regional Council. For more information, search events on Council's website. Stay up to date with Council news as it happens. Like Mid-Western Regional Council on Facebook. Follow at Choose Mudgee Region on Instagram. Address 86 Market Street or PO Box 156, Mudgee 2850. Telephone 02-6378-2850. That's 02-6378-2850. Fax 02-6378-2815. That's fax 02-6378-2815. Email council@midwestern.nsw.gov.au. Website www.midwestern.nsw.gov.au. This is the end of the reading of the Midwestern Community News for January 2021. However, there is still some room available and I thought you might enjoy this little story. Track 16, heading, a story. Title, top of the class. A university football coach called out the new member saying, "Look, I'm not supposed to have you on this team because you failed your maths exams, but we really need you to play for us. What I'll do is ask you one simple maths question, and if you answer it correctly, I'll sign a slip to say you passed maths. Okay?" The player nodded. "Right," said the coach. "What is 4 plus 4? The player wrinkled his forehead and thought for a while, then replied, 8. Immediately, all the other team members shouted, "Oh, come on, coach, give him another chance." Story from the Reader's Digest Australia website, submitted by Felicity Rooney. This is the end of the recording. Your volunteer narrator has been Jean Reed.